the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and in-your-face dangerous Eric A. Sinani. Who is it? Eric Andrew Sinani. I forgot. Who was it again? Wait a minute. Oh, it's Eric Sinani. And I'm here with the lovely on-air singing talent, Miss Bianca C. Say hello.
Hello, everyone. Bianca C., that's me.
Bianca C., that's me. Welcome to the show again.
Thank you for having
Week
me.
Week 17, 18, I have no idea on this show. Shout out to our tech apprentice, R-Dub. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going on, everybody?
How are we doing today, buddy?
Doing just fine. How are you guys?
All right. We're doing good with tech over there.
I'd say so.
Because everybody knows you're not on the Hostile Zone if you don't have tech problems. If you're live listening to us or listening to us on a podcast later on one of the platforms or on an FM station, satellite, whatever, Lord only knows there'll be a tech issue. So if there isn't one, then you're really not watching the Hostile Zone, okay? I'm just calling it now. So if there's no screw up, then you're watching the wrong show. Anyway, so moving forward, R-Dub. Do you have any update on anything you want to give the listeners here? I'm throwing a little sandbag at the kid.
Well, I tell you what, it was one heck of a weekend, that's for sure.
Tell everybody how wonderful the weekend was.
Well, you know, it was absolutely fantastic. You know, it was the weekend after Thanksgiving, just chilling after eating all that food. We went out and, you know, had a good time out on the town.
Did we? Did we?
Absolutely.
Miss Bianca C., how did your weekend go?
Oh, it went really good. I mean, I had a good turkey, spent the day with the in-laws, and had a
That's
good
always
time with
an
the family.
Exciting experience. The in-laws. Yeah. The in-laws.
Everybody loves Raymond.
right. I gotta love it. All right, so I am very happy to talk about a couple things with regard to our show. Our show has now been, God, I mean, we are operational with a live show for at least 15, 16, 17 weeks or more, or at least, yeah, that many shows. Where is my pocket? Oh, I know where it is. It's not here because Miss Bianca C. left it in the green room,
but
as usual.
We do have.
Moving forward anyway, forget about that. So we have with me my Abraham Lincoln book. I'm very proud of that. And we have our flag. We got some set changes. And there was our first tech issue of the day. Miss Bianca C. did not bring the equipment to the set as usual.
It ran
Something
away.
Happened.
My goodness.
Right, the Constitution took off, America. It drove away. Miss Bianca C. left it with the rest of the stuff in the green room. Late on set as usual. Right, R-Dub?
I was so into it. And
so, anyway, R-Dub. So, let's talk about the, since R-Dub is now officially here, we got our five-day show going, which airs on Mountain Time. 5 days a week, 9 p.m., right? Am I correct, Mountain Time?
You are absolutely correct on that.
How's that go? You are absolutely correct. Are you not using that mic anymore? Is that what's going on here?
That mic, we actually found out, is what was causing all the technical issues.
Aha! Okay, tech issues, problem solved, tech issues, take two.
Learn something every day, folks.
All right, so to moving forward, talking about some important stuff that I feel is important. I'm very happy to hear that there's been some hostage releasing and a ceasefire in Israel, and that they've agreed to extend the truce, which is very nice. I have some sources that are on the ground that told me that people are feeling very upbeat, and you know, that's a good thing. Upbeat and positive is exactly what we all want to hear. We all want to see nothing but the best, regardless of and again, the hostile zone is very hostile towards a lot of things. But we are not hostile towards victims of war, victims of crisis, victims in general. Okay, I don't care what side you were on in the world of politics. I don't care where you stand in if you're for Palestine, for Israel, whatever it is. We don't stand for terrorism. Okay, we don't stand for terrorizing anybody, whether that be, forget, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Doesn't matter. We don't stand for anything where people get hurt. We don't stand for lives being tragically ripped apart, people being moved out of their homes. We don't stand for that. So I am very happy to see that there's been an extension or a potential extension of a ceasefire. I'm really happy to hear that. Moving across the world, you know, there is some issues still going on with Russia and Ukraine. We have to keep that in mind. This is something that we seem to maybe placed into the back of our heads, and I need to impress that, implore everybody to keep your head and your eyes on a swivel. Pay attention 360 at all times, because not to say that there's a diversion going on, but bottom line is that there are things going on. Russia is now having one of the largest military spending that they're putting in place right now. They're bolstering their military spending. This is going on and probably not really even being talked about by many people. And here at the Hostile Zone, Eric Sinati wants you to know that this is happening. And I think that with the whole Israel conflict, and yes, it's a problem, but is that being foreshadowing something else? I don't know. But the bottom line is that we've had attacks on our U.S. military in Iraq by quote unquote proxies of Iran. And this is a problem. We've had, what was the number we had here? Let's see. Last week, there were 8 members of the U.S. military who were injured in the line of duty at, I believe, Al-Asad Air Base or something, one of the air bases in Iraq. According to one of my sources, there was a gunship right within the area of the time of the attacks, and they were obliterated for causing injuries and infrastructural damage to a U.S. military base in Iraq, where our military were there providing humanitarian services and our global presence around the world, of which the United States has done forever. Let me not let you forget that if you go back to the history of the United States, from the inception of the United States, we have been a global dominating force for good. A global dominating force for good. And the only times that we have ignored and stayed back and not went forward and been a dominating force, a force for good, is when terrible things have occurred. Terrible things such as the Holocaust. We stayed back and that happened and it got really bad. We allowed Hitler to run wild. Now, that to say we allowed maybe is a very strong word, but our not direct involvement and our hostile fight back against this movement caused pain and suffering, which obviously led to even bigger. We were then bombed in Pearl Harbor by the Japanese, who now are our allies. But this forced our hands into a conflict. And then ever since that time, and I want to give a little history lesson, ever since that time, we have had military presence in every place that we've been since that time. So people want to say we are an occupying force. We're not an occupying force, okay? People need to study history, okay? Open a history book. We have had our military on bases in strategic locations around the globe for good since we've been involved in World War II. And then obviously we've had other Korean War, Vietnam, not so much, but we did have people kept in places around that area. But we have bases in Germany, Italy, Spain, all over the place. So people are saying, well, why in Iraq still? Well, why are we still in Germany? Why are we still in Japan? Why are we in Okinawa? Why are we in Italy? Why do we have places in Spain? Because every place there's been a conflict where America has been forced to put American service members, American boots on the ground, we've then kept a contingent of people behind to support the continued mission of peace. So where am I going with that? We have had to keep people behind in Iraq, however you want to pronounce it. I don't want to insult anybody. But because of that, we have people on bases in these locations. We've done this at every location pretty much where we've been around the world. It's not like this is something that we just started yesterday. We've been doing this all along. But I want to pontificate that point because we have been attacked at these locations many times. And just last week, there were 8 members of our armed forces injured. We did a whole episode where I went into detail about TBI, traumatic brain injury, and PTSD, which I don't really like to call it post-traumatic stress disorder. I prefer to call it post-traumatic stress syndrome. So we'll just call it post-traumatic stress. I wanted to really bring that up because, you know, everybody is talking about what's going on in Israel, and it is a crisis. Really hands is. Down. It's a crisis. It's sad. It shouldn't be happening, but we need to keep our eyes open, our head on a swivel, because at the same time, things are going on around the world. What is China doing? What is North Korea doing? Obviously, Russia's bolstering their military spending. Why are they bolstering their military spending? What's going on in Latin America that we have contingents from China, Russia, and other countries who are traveling there? Why is China having a meeting with Russia? And then they're coming here to have a meeting in the United States. What actually transpired in that conversation? Hmm. What's going on here in our country? So much said right now. So I want you to know, don't go anywhere because we're taking a break. It's the Hostile Zone. We'll be back in a minute. Don't make me look for you.
Use your voice, the nobody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the nobody hears you. Use your voice.
Hi, I'm Eric A. Sinati. You've never heard of me. Or yes, you have. You're questioning, have you? You're thinking about it. Either way, you will know me now. 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. Do not be anywhere else. Be seated in your car, in your office, on your couch. I don't care what you're doing. Put the remote down. Put the hands-free away. Listen to the radio. You're listening to me, the Hostile Zone, where we pull back the curtain and expose and hold no punches on people that use their position and use your money for no good.
Use your voice, the nobody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the nobody hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back to the Hostile Zone. We had, again, a little slight technical. We're trying some new stuff here, but here we are. So moving forward, we were talking about movements around the country and around the world.
That was a lot to take in.
It was a lot to take in. You know, we have all kinds of stuff. You know, there's tensions building everywhere. You know, there's people being sued. There's all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I just don't even know where to begin. But I really want to keep, I want to keep a sense of solace amongst the people. I think that in these rough times where there's so much going on around the world, that we need to really remember who we are and what it is that we stand for. And unfortunately, I don't have the pocketbook handy, so I'm going to have to use the larger one. But trust, I promise you next week we will be much more on point. But here is I got that. Thank you. Okay. Here is the U.S. Constitution. This is what we're about. The flag right here. This is what we're about. We're about this. We need to remember these things. Here's the names on the back. John Adams, Ben Franklin, Alexander Hamilton, John Hancock, Patrick Henry, John Jay, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, and George Washington. All nice and gold on the back of this wonderful book here, if you're watching. Why do I bring that up? Because that is who we are as Americans. And we are a global force for good. We are the country that everybody still wishes they want to come to. People might vacation everywhere else or quote unquote holiday other places, but people are still jumping the border, climbing under fences, swimming across rivers, carrying children over their head, doing everything that they can to come to this country. Why? Because we are the land of the free. We are the true melting pot. We are the home of the brave. We are where you want to be. There is no other place in the world. And there are some wonderful places, don't get me wrong. We have some wonderful friends. We have some wonderful countries that were our allies. But there is no other place in the world where you can have unity like you do here in this country. You just don't have it. It's just not available. And I'm not insulting any other country. And you know, I want to note that this show is been listed as the top 5% show according to the formidable Listen Notes, which is like the Nielsen ratings for shows. We're at the top 5% out of almost 200 million shows worldwide. So I know that we're being heard all over the globe. So I'm not trying to insult anybody by any means, anywhere in any other country, but we are the mighty United States, and we are the beacon of freedom. We are the beacon of exceptionalism. We are the beacon that shines across the globe for everybody of where you can be you here in this country. And we have to remember that at all times, because as things are heating up everywhere around the world, I'm seeing a lot of things happen here in our very own country with protests and hate amongst people, which is really sickening me and making me very, very unhappy that this is happening, because I wonder, where are we going? We cannot go down a rabbit hole of negativity amongst our peers. This can't happen. I know that we have conflicting arguments. We have conflicting opinions. This is what makes us great. No two people who are equally the same are a good match. You need to have a yin and a yang, so they say, a hot and a cold, you know, a high and a low, a left and a right, an up and a down, whatever way you want to put it. But that is what makes this country great. The man that wrote, that is listed in this book here, the great writings of Abraham Lincoln, says it best in so many of his quotes in here. He talks about right here, a house divided against itself cannot stand. So what is he saying when he says a house divided against itself cannot stand? Well, it really means a lot of things, okay? When he said that, it was the Victorian era. We were in the time of internal conflict. Maybe we need to remember that now, because we never want to relive that internal conflict, that internal debate, that internal fight that so many people perished. a house divided amongst itself cannot stand doesn't mean that we cannot have conflicting arguments. Obviously, we need to have checks and balances. That is written into this document on the wall. Checks and balances. You need to have one form of government watching the other side of government. You have three branches of government. You have the legislative branch, the judicial branch, and the executive branch. Within the executive branch, you have the president of the United States. You have all the cabinet members underneath the president of the United States, and law enforcement falls underneath there. You have all of the regulatory agencies fall underneath there. Then you have the legislative branch. That is your House of Congress, which includes the House of Representatives. You have the Senate. You have all of the elected bodies that create legislation, that create laws. And then the almighty part, which is really kind of, they're all supposed to be equal, but you have the judicial branch. The judicial branch is the branch that does that, that checks for, technically, where it comes from is for constitutional review to make sure that all laws that are passed before they're enforced by the executive branch, that the judicial branch reviews them to make sure that they're constitutionally sound, that they are not conflicting against any of the wonderful amendments in this book here, of which we would have had the pocketbook, which I'm just going to leave here because I'll probably pick it up again, because normally I'd be picking up the pocketbook. But that those are your three branches of government. That is what makes America exceptional. That is what allows us to be a beacon of freedom around the world. That is what allows me to sit here with syndication and talk to you about this book, about our exceptionalism, and for me to tell you that Russia is spending a ridiculous amount of money on its military and that our military has been accosted in other countries and that our country is in danger at all times. This is not something that we are. Did we forget about 9/11? Did we forget about terrorism? Let's not forget about these things. These are real things that we need to keep in mind at all times. These are things that are not going to go away any day soon. They are not going to disappear today. They're not going to disappear tomorrow. They didn't. They were still there yesterday. We got tired and we're not paying attention. And the sad Tuesday morning at 8 something in the morning on September 11th, that sad Tuesday, we were awoken again. And not the woke culture that everybody's talking about. I'm talking about woke, that people are targeting our freedoms. People are looking at what it is that we have in this beautiful nation of ours, in this beautiful book, in this book that Abraham Lincoln wrote, in the wonderful technology that we have, in the ability that I have to come to you here live right now, and you'll be able to hear me later on the platforms. Also, check us out 9 o'clock tonight. If you're watching live, 9 o'clock tonight, go to Facebook and we'll give you a link to listen to the live show of another show at 9. All these wonderful things are here because we are a free country. And if we were not providing the beacon of freedom that we do, what would really be going on in Israel and Gaza? What would Russia really be doing? Let's just take a little moment and go back to President George W. Bush. There was a little country called Georgia, not the state of Georgia, a little country called Georgia. This was when we first realized, but we knew, because Putin, we know that you were KGB. You were KGB, everybody knows that. And you're quoted as saying, the worst day in the history of Russia was when the Iron Wall fell, when President Reagan told Gorbachev to tear that wall down. That's when you were torn down. You were KGB. We knew this. Somehow you ended up as president of Russia, which is no longer the Soviet Union. And the Soviet Union does not exist and will never exist again. And it's very, very sad thing for you to hear, Not sad for me to tell you, but sad for you to hear. Okay, Mr. Putin? It will never be resurrected again. And I divert to what I was talking about, the small country of Georgia. Underneath George W. Bush, Mr. Putin decided that they were going to take a country back. And they started with the invasion of Georgia. And the United States was asked again to come in and help. And then that was it. I believe there was some controversy about a missile defense system in Poland. And we were being asked to take back missile defenses in Poland. And I'm going off on a tangent. I'm going to get botted later because I don't have facts in front of me. I'm just talking. I'm free talking right now. But I believe there was some controversy about some missile locations for air defense systems that were being asked to be taken back. And then all of a sudden, when there was an invasion into Georgia, then there was a change of heart suddenly about American missile systems. But where I'm going with this is, then Mr. Putin went and took back, went and moved in and got, went around and took a piece and got Crimea. Let's not forget about Crimea. Anybody who's listening at home right now, live, get on your computer and look up Crimea, okay? Georgia and Crimea, they're, okay? And then here we are now again with Ukraine, okay? Pay attention, Georgia, Crimea, Ukraine. Mr. Putin is attempting to reestablish and rebuild a superpower that was a formidable superpower, could never touch the United States. In their wildest dreams, they never had the power to take out the United States. But they were a formidable power that was dangerous to the world. They were a nuclear superpower. Thank Lord. And I just say Lord, not going to, under Jesus or anything, just using a term. Thank the Almighty that the Iron Wall fell. The Iron Wall fell, and here we are. But I just want you to keep in mind, and I'm off on a little bit of a tangent today, because there is so much going on around the world, and people are just not remembering.
They need to remember.
They want
to
hurt us.
Yeah.
They want to hurt us. They want to hurt you. They want to hurt me, okay? And we're not talking about just average, everyday bad actors. We're talking about serious, serious people that want you and me to no longer exist. They want this book to burn. And you know what? I use the word burn, no pun intended. Hitler burned books. Hitler burned books.
He tried Why? Destroying history.
He did not want people to know the truth. This is what we don't allow in this country. No matter what you are, you can exist here in this beautiful country of ours. So I just want to keep that in mind, because as we're looking at Israel, as we're looking at what's going there, and again, I did a whole thing on this, and I am so happy for the families that have had hostages released. I truly am. I am praying, and I mean that truthfully. Everybody says I'm praying, but I truly do believe, and I believe in a higher power. I've said it a million times. I went to Catholic school. I'm not going to sit here and preach Jesus Christ to you, but I believe in God. I believe in a higher power. I believe in the Almighty, and I believe that there is somebody overlooking and watching. But I believe man, and I say man, non-binary, man in general, humans have free will. We have free will to make decisions. Sometimes we don't all make the best decisions. And Lord knows I know that, because I've made some decisions today that I should not have made. But we learn from our decisions. We learn from our lowest moments. Every time we fall, we learn, or we're supposed to. And that is what I'm trying to bring to you today, is that Tuesday morning of September 11, 2001, America fell for a moment. It didn't fall. It took a knee. We took a knee. It was like, I'm a big fan of Mike Tyson. Shout out to Mike Tyson. It's like getting into the ring. You know, he's been knocked down, but he doesn't lose. Maybe he lost once, you know, but when in general, you look at his history, it was like getting a hit. He went down on one knee, but he got back up. A big fan of Rocky. I'm a Rocky fan. Rocky, there's nothing like that one scene in Rocky where Creed thought he won because Rocky was down. He turns around and looks, and Rocky got back up. September 11th, we were Rocky. We went down. They thought they took us out. And just like Creed, they turned around and looked. And then Rocky, I'm going to flash forward to Rocky V, which was not everybody's favorite, but it was one I liked it. When he's fighting Tommy Gunn, and he says, I didn't hear no bell. Right? Is that what he said,
yeah,
R-Dub?
I didn't hear no bell.
How's it going here, R-Dub? Yeah, get the mic ready. How'd it go?
I didn't hear no bell.
That's right. Boop. And he was like back outside. Now, they had an old school street fight. But anyway, I just want everybody to remember that.
I love the part when he gets down and then he's struggling to get up. And when you're looking at that,
which Rocky,
that he was down and then he gets back.
You feel
up,
with him, right?
You feel that. And it's like a jolt of energy. Like, yeah, you can still do it. Like a hope. And I love in the end that he does accomplish and does win. But so, either way, you learn a lesson. And
right. Some of my best victories as a human being, as a man, were created through adversity. And one of my favorite Abraham Lincoln quotes is, if you want to test a man's character, give him power. If you want to see what a man's made of, give him adversity. Some of my finest moments in my life as a man and as a human being has been when I took a knee because somebody, whether it be the government or somebody else, came at me, and I used that moment of adversity, that moment of taking a knee, to hit the reset button and to bring it back to basics. Basics meaning getting up, hitting hard the books, hitting the gym, getting my brain in order. We need to stay at basics. We went back to basics right after 9/11. Everybody drove with an American flag in their car. And the term United We Stand was the term.
It was everywhere.
It was everywhere. You know, yellow ribbons were flying everywhere.
On the trees.
We need to get to that moment. We need to be at that moment at all times. Because the devil or the wolf is prowling 24 hours a day. As the great Toby Keith did the song American Soldier. And the quote somewhere is, the wolf growls at the door. The wolf is always growling at the door. And we need to be prepared because it could be today, tomorrow, at any moment. And you need to love your family. You need to love yourself and your friends, but love your country. I say it at the end of every show, and I'm saying it during today's show, because of the turmoil around the world. I don't want to see something happen here. And what really triggered me was there was what they thought for a minute, there was a car bomb, they thought was a car bomb on the border of Canada and the United States in New York. This is another porous border that we should be paying attention to. And thank heavens that, it was, well, not that I feel very, very, very bad for the people in the car, but and the Border Patrol agents that were injured. But I the one part that you can say good is that it was not a terror attack. It was a tragic accident for which I really feel terrible. Nobody, that should happen to nobody ever. I mean, in a perfect world, nobody should ever get hurt, right?
Right.
I mean, we know that that's not true. And unfortunately, sometimes people must get hurt for good things to happen. And I'm not relating that situation, but I was saying in general, bad things have to happen sometimes for good things to happen. Some of the best things that happened to me were when bad things happened to me. When things happened to me that made me recognize, sometimes you need a right cross in the jaw to wake up and say, hey, all right, you get that little stun moment. I need to refocus, go back to basics, and march forward.
So it's like resilience.
Resilience. Resilience is key. It was quoted recently to me from somebody within the governmental system. We were talking, and he said he'd never met anybody. Remember that person?
I did.
Shout out to him. He knows who he is.
I love that word.
Yeah, he said to me, "I've never met anybody more resilient than you." He said to me, because they just kept coming at me, and I just kept saying, "I don't care. I'm gonna fight and fight and fight." So anyway, with our new show,
keep your head up.
I want to take a short commercial break. I want you to come right back because I'm going to come looking for you. And I want to tell you about a new segment.
Use your voice and nobody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice and nobody hears you. Use your voice.
Eric A. Sinani, hostile zone. Always hostile, but not so hostile tonight because look at this. Look at this, coming close. Look at this, look at this. Turn around here. Look at these people. Look at this. Look at these people, there's more. Come with me, come with me, come with me. More people. Come with me more. More people. This is the problem. The hostile zone is willing to tell you this is a tragedy in the world. This should not be happening in modern America, in the modern world. In 2023, this should not be happening. This is a travesty. It's a disgrace. My heart from the hostile zone and Eric A. Sinai's heart, unhostile, goes to the families of all of these people and everybody that's touched by this because it's disgusting. Come Monday night, the hostile zone, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the hostile zone. Check me out. Come to the show. This is what we talk about on the show. We talk about the real issues. No holds barred. Call a spade a spade. I'm hostile to people that take people and do things like this. Monday night, 7 p.m.
Use your voice and nobody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice and nobody hears you. Use your voice.
That was a little bit of a moment where I was taken back by the hostage situation. And I'm glad that we ran that commercial there because it kind of segued into what I was talking about. But we can say that I've been to that same location last weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some of those signs came down. So I am very happy to have seen that. And
the ones that were rescued came down.
That's what I'm saying. Some of those signs came down. Sadly, though, those signs needed to be posted on the inside of the building because some people are just doing terrible things and ripping them down, which just is like, I don't even want to go off on
very
that.
Immature
and you know, unreasonable. And, you know, we're supposed to have conflicting arguments. And I'm happy to hear your argument if you are pro-Palestine. Because I'm pro-freedom. So if there is an issue there, let's hear about it and talk about it. That's fine. That is absolutely fine. Nobody needs to target families, individual about this. But moving forward, I wanted to just talk about that. We have a couple of things coming forward. We have a segment of outside of the hostile zone that we will be doing. Well, with inside, let's go with that answer. Inside the Hostile Zone, we have the new show, the five-day show, which you can check out tonight on, I guess we could say, on 99.9 KKTC. And we will leave the link inside of our social media. And it'll be live streamed also onto YouTube. So you could check the show out. But it is on FM radio. It'll be syndicated. But you will be able to get it on the platforms afterwards. But if you want to hear tonight's show live after this, it is 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So here, New York time, that would be 11 p.m. On that new show, it is still the Hostile Zone, but we owe our homage to BBS Talk Radio. So I must say thank you to Donald Newsom and to Thomas and to everybody at BBS Talk Radio. We thank you for believing in us.
Being part of the family.
I love being part of the BBS Talk Radio family, and I'm not going anywhere. Okay, so just because I have a five-day show somewhere else, you're always going to see me here. Maybe more nights. We'll talk about that. There might be some more nights, but I'm not going anywhere. So I know that I just want to say that BBS Talk Radio is a fabulous, fabulous network. They've done some great things for me. I want to pay homage, tip my hat to you guys. So in this show, I'm very hostile towards stuff where I just went off, but on our other one on KKTC 99.9 True Country, got to say it.
True America.
Right, True Country. Right, True Country, True America. We also talk a little bit about entertainment news. Miss Bianca C has some information. Well, we're going to talk about entertainment stuff.
Sure. I heard a little birdie was telling me about something about Shakira.
Uh-oh.
She's been having a little bit of trouble with possibly going to prison.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun. Where's the buttons here? We need some buttons. No, don't button in. Well, yeah, we got it. Yeah, come on, R-Dub. Get in the show. Get in the show. Bum, bum, bum.
Well, it's about taxes.
Oh, I love taxes. Don't get me started on taxes.
Oh,
R-Dub, dead. Yeah, no, he's itching. What do you got to say about taxes?
I mean, whenever I get my tax return back, it's just fine.
Right. Because that you get money back, I'm giving money. I'm not feeling it. But anyway, I hate paying taxes.
Returns, I always say,
Billy Joel.
First, and then give me back whatever was.
Billy Joel says it best. And then I'll give you a second. Yeah. But what does he say in the one line? He says something about paying Uncle Sam the overtime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. anyway, so go on. So. I the reason I want to make sure Miss Bianca C is all engrossed in the entertainment world, which is wonderful. Which is wonderful. Yeah, I mean we all are. We're all members of the union. We're all all part of the entertainment world. But you're really engrossed in it as a vocalist.
I am.
So in our other show, our 5-day show, we talk a lot about entertainment stuff. So we're gonna bring a little bit of that into this one. Tell us about the Shakira thing. Tell me. Tell everybody. Tell your top 5% worldwide. Tell it.
Shakira pays an extra $7 million in new tax probe, allegedly in 2018 fraud.
Really?
Yeah. They've been looking at her since 2018, even before.
You know, here's the thing.
But it wasn't, I don't think it was.
Here's the thing.
It's the people that they, keep an eye
she
on
doesn't
books.
Know this.
She doesn't.
She doesn't know this. And that's the problem. And we all fall for this. And that's why I don't understand. You have CPAs, you have attorneys, all people with licenses and insurance. Mm-hmm. Yet at the end of the day, when you put your trust in these people, and then now you are on the hook later on. I don't understand that. Mm-hmm. But so, and do I believe that she intentionally avoided taxes? Everybody wants to avoid taxes.
But I don't think she intentionally.
I don't want to badmouth her and discuss that because I don't really know. I mean, I appreciate you bringing the story up.
But that's like a huge, $7 million.
I mean, yeah.
That's a huge cut.
I mean, like you, Uncle Sam, you need that money that bad?
Mm-hmm.
Really? With all the money you have? There's a lot of taxes out there. Hidden taxes, by the way. We should do a whole segment on a hidden taxes. I'll give you a quick sample of hidden taxes. You know what a hidden taxes is? When you're home and you have to put up a little... let's say you want to put up a little shed in your backyard and you got to get a permit. That's called a hidden tax. Yeah, you don't see that in your paycheck. You don't see that on your property, home taxes, mm-hmm. or anything else. But it's a tax. Every time Uncle Sam takes a penny from you, it's tax money. Yeah. Okay, go on.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that she is not going to prison.
No, I mean,
when I heard
what a waste of money that would be.
I imagine.
Right? What a waste of money.
What a waste it would be for her to go to prison.
Is prison really any worth anything for anybody, honestly, unless if they are a violent offender?
She didn't kill anybody. She didn't hurt anybody. You know,
what a scam. Probation, parole, prison is a scam. We're going to have a whole segment on the criminal justice system as we move forward. which I was going to talk about after.
And I admired the way how strong she was, because imagine with all that stress.
I can't imagine.
Still performing day after
good
day.
Good for her. Good for her. Good for her. She's very, very gifted.
She
very
really
gifted.
Is.
Very gifted. Yeah.
I believe she has kids too. And,
does she?
You know, and I'm glad that she's not going to prison. So that's,
no,
for me.
You know, and
I'm a huge fan of hers too. So,
you know, the thing with prison for me, I feel. And here's another, and I'm glad that you did that.
Mm-hmm.
On our other show, you're going to hear a lot more wonderful entertainment stuff from Miss Bianca C. Some more vocals and stuff. She hit some different notes. But we even have a contest. We have
the high notes never.
The high notes, because we have mic issues, because we have a dirty mic. Is it? What do you call it? What's it called?
The dirty generic mic.
Right, the dirty generic mic. Check us out for that show. Well, we do have a contest on there. If people are reaching out, we have phone number coming out on that show as well, but people have been reaching out on Facebook, challenging Miss Bianca to a song. And if you can get her to screw up live on the air, then we're going to give you a gift. But we'll talk about
it's
that.
It's never going to happen.
No. Hey, listen. I you know, come check us out Mountain Time tonight.
It won't happen.
But also part of the productions of the Sonati Productions, we're going to be having a professorial session where we're going to dissect current events, legal arguments and cases in the news.
Ooh,
we're
going to
be dissecting them, and that's going to be an individual series which will be available to people online on our platforms, segments on the show, etc. like that. But that will be another segment. I'm not exactly sure what that's going to be entitled, but we're going to break down. We're also going to be talking heavily about the Constitution, about your rights as an American, about what this book, these rights in this book offer you. That's a whole segment. We're going to get into that. We take callers on the other show as well. So people reach out on the Facebook Live, and we bring those into the show. They also ask direct questions. Miss Bianca and I last week, it was one of the shows we talked about what our favorite artists were. And our dub over there gets a lot more involved too. He's part of the show. We have a couple other interns that play an active part of the show. Do you have anything to say about the other show a little bit?
I mean, I just have to say that the show is definitely probably a lot more audience engaged. That's where we will bring questions that the audience may have. For either Eric, Bianco, or myself to answer. And
some of your interns?
And some of my interns, yes. Overall, a very, serious yet fun time.
Right. We try to be, thank you. I try to be, we are the hostile zone. I try to give you a cross in your face. I love it. Yeah, no, I get stopped on the street now asking me to do.
People
to
say
do,
that.
Welcome to the hostile zone.
I love it.
Yeah.
I
get autographs this weekend, right? People asking for autographs, pictures. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. I did get the movie script that we are reviewing, and is looking pretty interesting. Shout out to the different union involvements that we have. Very happy with that, our interns. But Miss Bianca, see anything else on the entertainment side that you want to talk? I mean, we did have a whole thing on we talked about Will Smith. Shout out to Will Smith, big fan of yours. I know you had been paying attention to whatever her name is. What's his wife?
Jada Pickett.
I don't even know who she is. So,
Jada Pickett Smith. Yeah, I've actually.
Her book. Didn't you start?
I did start. Paying attention to her book, because I'm just curious to know what exactly happened. And, I fell for it. So.
Right.
But so far, I'm on the part where she was brought up from Compton, I believe. And
it's funny she said that.
The arts and stuff. So she actually.
She mentions Tupac, right, a couple
she
times.
Does,
right?
That she
but here is something Tupac. Very interesting. Okay. I had an exclusive opportunity to get to have some sound bites and information from the famous, who I'm a big fan of, we talked about too, R-Dub, Snoop Dogg.
I love Snoop Dogg.
Gotta love me a little Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg, right? Snoop Dogg some good information on that. And I might be able to link you with some of that episode, some of that conversation. Him and Tupac went way back. But that East Coast, West Coast thing, I don't know. I grew up, I'm in Biggie Smalls or Christopher Wallace.
There was a little war between them.
I mean, yeah, there's so much stuff.
It was going to succeed, and it was involved with gang
stuff. Right, and gangs, I don't know. I don't want to label anybody. I really stay away
from that.
And you know what? Here's the thing. I'm Italian. They have gangs in Italian. It's called mafia, right? So I don't really know. People label people, but people bond based on certain things. I mean, doesn't mean you're committing crimes. It really doesn't. So I don't really know. I mean, I don't know what, I mean, I comment on another show that the Armless, formerly known as Puff Daddy or P. Diddy, very intelligent, has a business degree from Hunter College, I believe. Don't bot me, but I believe Hunter College. Snoop Dogg, very intelligent, very, very intelligent individual. What a business person he is. He truly is. Now he's a performer, but he's an intelligent business person. You know, so I don't know. I mean, gang involvement might be, hey, I'm here. This is who I hang with. Doesn't mean that you're engaging in criminal behavior. So where are we on the time here? Do we, R-Dub, give me a time check.
Got about 4 minutes.
4 minutes, okay. Let me know when we got a cue to the closeout.
So
I am hoping that all of you out there right now that are listening live on the live links on all the any of the platforms, that you're going to check us out. We will post into you. It'll be actually the video. Will the video be the video for the show, the behind the scenes radio show on KKTC, will be live streamed onto YouTube as well as other sites. Am I correct?
That is correct.
That is correct.
Okay. So, yeah, so you can watch the show live on the different social medias and YouTube, but you could also get it on the KKTC 99.9, which is an Angel Fire broadcasting, I must say, because Angel Fire is gigantic. Thank you to Angel Fire for the opportunity. So you can find us everywhere, but after this show, which we do live, this is live right now. So, again, shout out to BBS Talk Radio for having the confidence and the trust and faith in me and Miss Bianca to stand before you all these weeks live and see that we can perform. And just the guidance and the information that is offered to me from this network and from Donald specifically is just profoundly helped me as a performer, as a commentator. And I can't say enough about this station. I just can't say enough about him as an individual. So he helped us get to where we're going to be. We're never going to leave you on this network. I think there's going to be some more days. I think there's going to be an interesting spin to what we're going to be doing in the future. But with that said, I'm going to try to bring in a little bit of the other show from KKTC to here to warm you up so you come to the other station. I pull back that curtain. And, if you see me on the street, yeah, I'll be happy to in your face, because that's what I love to do.
I love welcome to.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. I love that, and Miss Bianca C will always close us out. And with that said, I'm getting the finger. What is it? He's gonna grab the mic. What are you telling me? Get off the radio, right?
I was gonna say we could start the national anthem.
All right, so it's already ready to go. So I want to thank you. Thank you all. Thank you to BBS Talk Radio. We're not going anywhere. Thank you, Donald. Thank you, Thomas, for your excellent work behind the scenes. R-Dub, welcome to the team. And we'll talk about the other members of the team on the other show. We'll see you next week. Miss Bianca C is going to take us out with pride, honor, and love of this country. We don't need that. Thank you.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight? And the rockets are in glare. The buzzers stay in there. Get proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangle banner and wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Use your voice. Tonight he hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, tonight he hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to The Hostile Zone, because in Cincinnati's zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.